This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. What a delight it is to have my granddaughter co-hosting with me today, Taylor Gentry. And Taylor can be heard every Saturday throughout the day, each Saturday here on BPN Radio. And Taylor is host of Millennial Watch. Taylor's a remarkable young lady. She has a degree in communication from the University of Oklahoma and is a very anointed 24-year-old. And Taylor, it's great to have you co-hosting with me here today on this Thursday Watch on BPN.
It is great to be here, Papa. I'm really excited, and thank you so much for tuning in with us today on this Thursday.
Well, it's great to have you, and as we call America to pray, and we're calling America to pray today for the millennial generation, Taylor, which is your generation.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. So what do you see God doing in your generation?
Well, you know, we are a very go-getter. We have that mindset, the millennial generation. And I just believe that God is going to use our generation to really impact the generations that are to come. And but one of the things that I think hinders us, young people, is we feel almost entitled, or we feel like maybe we just have to go after that, whatever it is, whatever is on your heart, and we just get too scattered at the same time. And so I think that combo hinders us from really pursuing the purpose wholeheartedly, and we just kind of make it about ourselves at the same time. So I think if we can take the focus off of us and get back rooted in prayer and in scripture and in the word, I think that's really where we're going to have our good starting point. So I see our generation doing a lot, and I pray for our generation every day, and I believe that we can really impact the kingdom if we all are doing our part. But that's part of what the millennial show is all about, is it's about really inspiring and encouraging our generation to pursue the purpose, dream the dream, and be different and shine for Jesus. And it kind of goes back to the scripture, Philippians 2:14. And my friend Mally Maurer and I were talking about that actually this morning. And we were saying how Jesus says in the scripture, you know, to be holy and pure and blameless before him. And then he's going to make us shine like stars in the sky. And it's so cool. I love that verse. But it's true. So when we put God first, give him the glory, when that's our heart, then he will make us shine like the stars. So that's kind of a long-winded answer to that, but that's where I see our generation at.
Well, I know you have a great passion for your generation, and that's why you're hosting Millennial Watch every Saturday on BPN Radio. And it's, you know, it's not easy to produce a program. A lot of people think, well, you just go in and open the microphone and start talking, but that's not true. I know that you've spent a lot of time preparing for your program, mm-hmm. and you have a lot of wonderful guests on. And so for people that have not heard your program every Saturday on BPN Radio, what does it mostly consist of? I know you have guests. Sometimes you worship, sometimes you sing and play your guitar. Just mm-hmm. what is it comprise?
Well, it mainly focuses on having different people on, of all backgrounds. Their stories all look different, and they come on BPN on the Millennial Show, and they're sharing their stories. I kind of interview them. Sometimes it's an interview type setting. Sometimes it's more of a dialogue where me and the person, we're having a conversation about a specific topic. And then sometimes it's very Spirit-led. We're just praying and we're worshiping and how I feel the Holy Spirit leading us. So it's kind of a mix of all of those. So when you tune in with us on Saturday, you may not know what you're going to get, but that's what's exciting about it is it's spontaneous. And we just kind of flow and it may change up last minute, however I feel like the Holy Spirit's leading us. But it's always rooted in prayer, because we definitely believe in prayer on BPN Radio. So it's rooted in prayer, it's rooted in scripture, and it's just incredible to hear the different stories that are on. And it's also about promoting people, connecting people, and so I love just encouraging people. I love people. So I think that it's awesome to have different people on and hear their story and see how you can be inspired by that. So that's pretty much what it entails right there.
Yeah, and I know that you have a great passion for your generation, and I really enjoy listening to your programs on BPN Radio. You've had a lot of very interesting programs and interesting guests. It's never boring. And I really appreciate the way that you are Spirit-led, and I love that. I like to live the Spirit-led life. It's very, very important. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a lot going on in your generation. I mean, you know, with college, university campuses all across America protesting, and it seems like that your generation is very restless, unfulfilled. What is the desires of your generation, the millennial generation? What do you think they're? I know they need Jesus, but why are they so restless and speaking out on mm-hmm. issues that seem to be non-issues, mm-hmm. Maybe to this older generation? But what do you see the desires of your generation? Where are they at? What's going on?
Well, I think honestly, we're just really hungry for purpose. I think we're hungry for fulfillment in some way, and that's why so many millennials, they're chasing after the wrong thing. They're chasing after something. Somebody's always chasing something and to fulfill them. And so I think we're just really radical, and we just want to just kind of stir up whatever it is that's going to fulfill us. So, yeah, like protesting, you know, we're like, oh, we're going to state our cause. We're going to make a difference. Like, we just want to make a difference when it comes down to it. And it's not always executed in the best way, and that's absolutely the truth. And that's why you see so much chaos going on. But when it comes down to it, I really believe that we all are just hungry for purpose, and we all have dreams, we all have desires in our heart, and we want to go after something. But sometimes we get pushed in the wrong direction, and we go about it the wrong way. And that's what that's my prayer for our generation is that we would get back on track, and we would get back into the Word. We would get back into that prayer life, and it's not going to just happen overnight. And it's easier said than done. You can't just go up to a university or a college campus or a high school campus, or you can't just go up to somebody and be like, "Hey, you should love Jesus," or "You should follow Jesus." It's okay. They're not going to listen to you, and some may think you're really strange. It starts with just being personable and being accepting of other people. So I think just the conversations I've had with different millennials and just the relationships that I have currently and have had in the past, it's always the same thing. Like, I see in them a hunger for purpose, a hunger for more, but they don't really know what that means. They don't really know how to fulfill that. They don't know. Some of them don't know. Oh, I got to fill that. Jesus is the only one that can fill me, and he's the one where I need to turn to for that purpose. So I think that's really, in my opinion, the kind of reason why millennials are, you know, so radical is they just are chasing after something, and sometimes it's not the best thing. But I think a solution to that is just it's hard because my friend and I were talking. We're like, how are we going to still be relevant to the world? How can we be relevant to our generation, but yet not conform to the patterns of the millennials, you know, not conform mm-hmm. to them? Mm-hmm. 'Cause, you know, the Bible says like we need to be a light, but you don't conform. So I think finding that bridge somehow that there's a gap there. So I think bridging that and finding that way to bridge that is a way to reach our millennial generation.
That's a great response, Taylor. I concur. I believe there's a tremendous hunger among young people to know Jesus, even though they may not be able to articulate it, mm-hmm. saying, "I want to know Jesus." But I believe the stage has been set. I believe the groundwork has been laid, mm-hmm. And we are going to experience a tremendous outpouring among young people. That's, of course, I've been promoting that and prophesying that for a long time. I see young people coming out of obscurity, no names. I believe there is a millennial group that is coming out of obscurity. They won't care about having their name on a billboard or their name in lights. That's not what they're really into. They're in for reality. I believe the Holy Ghost is going to show up. God's going to show up. And some major happenings are going to begin to take place on our campuses, in our streets. And I had Dr. David Remedios on yesterday, and I heard him say these words: "In the anointing, we do the work. In the glory, He does the work." So I believe the glory, the presence of God, the Shekinah glory, is going to come in a very radical, radical form. And it's going to take place, and there's going to be a demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit in the streets of our nation. Hey, speaking of radical, you and I attended a conference this past week in Baytown, Texas, that was quite radical, called Fire.
Uh-huh.
And we've not really had an opportunity to talk about the gathering that was hosted there by Celebration of Life in Baytown and led by Jenny Donnelly. Mm-hmm. How can you describe what took place last week? Because I really had not been in a meeting like that, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. So what did the conference consist of? Fire. I like fire, and we experienced that. So
yeah.
How would you describe the gathering, which was made up of a lot of millennials? You know, I say the major part of those that were in attendance last week were millennials, including a couple that I had on a week or two ago that sang at Donald Trump's inauguration. They were there. A professional football player was there, and I don't know who all was there, but it was fantastic. And so, how would you describe what took place?
Well, it definitely was radical. I think that sums it up. People that came there, either they were on fire for Jesus already, or they definitely left on fire for Jesus. It was nothing like my papa was saying. It was nothing like I've experienced before. Everyone was sitting on yoga mats, and everyone was on the floor. Everybody just had freedom. They were just like, "Do whatever the Holy Spirit's telling you to do." And, you know, I mean, people were going kind of nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I mean, if you were kind of, you know, it was your first time to really experience anything like that, I'm sure people are a little bit overwhelmed. But it was so amazing, like just so freeing. And you could just feel the presence of God so strong just immediately when you walked into the doors. And the Holy Spirit really just moved. And there's healings. One lady who had scoliosis in her back, we laid hands on her, and she was on a pain scale. She was at a 10, and she was down to a 0 by the time we were done with her. And it was incredible just to see the miracles that God was doing. And oh man, I just felt like the glory just really did fall, and there was worship, and it was just amazing. And so it's even hard to just describe it, because it was just so much in one, or in those 2 days. It was just so much, and God did so much, and so it's hard to like even try to find words. But I would say radical, mm-hmm. And it fire. That's exactly what it was. People left on fire for Jesus.
Yeah, I agree, and it was, you know, I left Thursday night. Gene and I left about 10:30, but I know the service went to after midnight, and just young people, particularly millennials, few of us older people, were there. Just people hungry for God, seeking for God, and I believe that is kind of a precursor of what we're going to see. I mean, who wants to stay till midnight? I've heard about those times and experienced some of those times years ago, but not in a long time. So what do you think attracted those people to linger even till midnight there at the meetings?
The Holy Spirit. I mean, I stayed till my friend Abigail and I, we went together, and I think we were there until 12:30 maybe. And we didn't even realize. It's like time is not of the essence. It's just you forget about the time when you are so wrapped up in the presence of God. It's like time doesn't even exist. And food, it was so funny because I'm a very big meal planner, and my papa knows this about me. But I like to plan out my meals, and I like to know when I'm going to eat. And anyways, I'm kind of a control freak in that sense, but the Lord's working on me. But I didn't eat dinner that night, but I wasn't hungry at all. I didn't even think about I need food. I was just so hungry for the Lord. And I think everybody that walked through those doors, there was just this hunger in them, and a hunger to be filled up, and a hunger to just seek his face more. And so, yeah, it was insane. People were staying until everybody was still there at 12:30. And then we weren't tired. I didn't see anybody that was over there yawning. Everybody was like, oh my God, Jesus is amazing. Oh my God. And everyone was like hugging each other and crying and praying for each other. Wow. And we didn't go to bed till like 2 a.m. And it was just really amazing. And just, we were loving on people we had just met. You know, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I don't know you, but we're going to like pray together. And then we're like best friends. So it's just God. It's just God moving.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, I really enjoyed it. Wherever the Holy Spirit is, I love it. And I know that I know so many people were touched. And I was amazed that, you know, we left on Friday morning about 1:30. I don't know how long the service lasted. And then Friday night, it wasn't trying to work something up. It was just worshiping, and every service was different. And, you know, the minister on Thursday night, he called people to repentance. And I'm thinking, you know, how many people are going to really respond to this call for repentance? But it was amazing. And so every service was different, radical, the fire of the Holy Spirit. There was a lot of incredible worship music. And one of the worship leaders there was, of course, one of my spiritual grandsons. And I'm like the lady and the shoe. I got lots of spiritual, you know, I've got six biological grandkids, got a lot of spiritual grandkids. And one of those is Chris Crump, and he was helping lead worship. And Chris has, I believe, got a new recording contract in Nashville. Anyhow, here's one of his songs, and Taylor Gentry are here. Taylor Gentry and myself are here on the Thursday Watch. We're going to be right back after this song. Chris Crump, Can't Stop Loving You.
I remember moments when I had nothing at all. And I could count my worth on one hand. But your love proved me wrong. Your love. And I can't.
So what?
It's good to have you listening on the Thursday Watch here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time as we pray for revivals in America and other spiritual awakening. Dale Gentry here, along with my granddaughter Taylor Gentry, who hosts Millennial Watch every Saturday here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And our audience is continuing to grow. We're very, very excited about that. In fact, every month we give you every month we give you the top 10 listening cities across America and around the world. So these have just came out. Austin, Texas is the number one listening city this past month. Ottawa, Canada is number two. Palo Alto, California, number three. Mount Laurel, New Jersey, number four. Roswell, New Mexico, number five. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, number six. Fort Worth, Texas, seventh. Wimberley, Texas, not far from here, is number eight. Manford, Oklahoma, ninth. And Boise, Idaho, is number 10. We also have, want to give a shout out to some other cities around the world. Manchester, England. Kirklees, England. Mecklenburg, Vorpommern. I bet that sounds like German. Vorpommern Keys in Germany. I didn't do very good on that one, Taylor. And Gurgaon, India. We have a lot of towns in the Ukraine that are also listening. I want to give a shout-out to people across America and around the world who are listening to BPN Radio. We need monthly partners. If you'd like to partner with us, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. You go down to the bottom of the page and click on the donate button. Use your credit card, PayPal, debit card, and of course your gifts are tax deductible. And this program, of course, is supported by you, our loyal listeners. We would appreciate your giving. If you would like to send a check, you can make your check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box, and send to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And we'd be delighted to have you participate in making contributions to Breakout Prayer Network. And I'm really excited about 2017. Taylor, are you excited about this year?
Absolutely. I believe 2017 is going to be a year of victory, and it's going to be a fruitful year. I'm really excited. Excited for all that God's going to do.
Yeah, I'm too. I am too. I just sense that the Holy Spirit is going to speak to us about things that will just immediately transform our lives. You know, I was on the phone not long ago with a friend of mine, and he was just talking about some things that that I had been doing in the past. And he said, you know, I really believe that people are hungry, so hungry for some things that you have talked about, ministered in the past. And it just clicked in my spirit. And immediately I just began to speak that. I believe there's power in our words. And as we begin to get this, what I call revelation or revelatory inspiration, some people call it revelation, sometimes some people call it inspiration. And if we just get that, we just begin to speak it. A lot of people says, well, I'm going to write it down. But there's power in the words that you speak in revelation. And so, you know, Taylor, I believe as you get revelation for the millennial generation and they begin to share those things that you're hearing and seeing and speaking, there's a lot of people, I believe, that they hear things or see things in the spirit, but they never advance on to begin to declare what they're seeing and hearing for somehow. You know, maybe a moment of doubt or thinking, how could that possibly be? But God is in the realm of the supernatural. So what may you be hearing or seeing concerning this year in the realm of the Spirit?
Well, for this year, I have, God is calling me actually back to a rest season. That does not mean that I'm giving up my schedule because I can't. But he's calling me back to a restful season with him and getting back into the secret place. And so it's very easy for our generation, millennials, to go be go, 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 go. And it's kind of what we're used to. It's what we gravitate towards. I was actually having coffee the other day with Abby. She's not Birchfield anymore, but she was Abby Birchfield, but she's got married. So Abby Circles. And so we were talking about it, and she was like, yeah, after I got done with college, it was so crazy because I felt like worthless. I felt like I didn't have anything to do because I was so busy. And then I actually got like anxiety, and like we were just talking about how it's easy for our generation to just love busyness, and that's what we gravitate towards. And so anyways, for 2017, even though I feel like it's going to be a year of victory, and it is, and I declare that and believe it, at the same time, right now in this present month of February, God has put a lot of things in my heart, a lot of things that are stirring, I would say, in the pot, but getting back to that place with Him, that quietness, that stillness, and really seeking Him, and tuning into what He's telling me to do. So it's, you always have to start out there. I believe that firmly, instead of just jumping right into something and just really seeking the Lord and just asking Him, what do you want of me? What am I supposed to be doing? And just being still. That's so important to be still. And that's where we get fed. And that's where He's going to fill us up so that we can fill other people up. So for 2017, I know that big things are happening, not only in my personal life, but for our generation and in general. And so just learning to be still is very hard for the millennial generation, I believe. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me. I don't really love to just be still all the time. I love to just do things and go and always be doing something. And so learning that stillness, I think, is so key. But I believe that it's going to, you know, we're going to reap the harvest this year. And it's crazy. I've been talking to my friends and then just different people I've met recently. They're all millennials. They're either 27, 28, 29, or a couple of them are even in their early 20s. And they're all saying the same thing. I feel like 2017 is going to be a great year for the harvest. I'm just really just in this waiting season. And it's crazy. Like three of my really good friends, they're all in a waiting season right now. But they're like, I know God's going to do something big. So like Papa was saying, you know, it's easy to hear and then you can see it. But to really declare it, that's when the power of it comes in, and just say, hey, this year is going to be awesome. I'm believing it. It's going to be a year of victory. And we're going to build God's kingdom together. And it's so amazing just to see the small movements in the millennial generation right now. But I believe there's going to be even more. And like the conference fire, we need to catch on like fire to one another. It's like a chain reaction.
I agree wholeheartedly. Yes and amen. And exactly. And I believe that your generation's really reaching out, searching. But many of them, of course, are very hampered by their circumstances. I heard someone say recently, don't come into agreement with your circumstances. Your destiny will come looking for you. So there's a lot of so many people, young and old, coming to agreement with their circumstances. They focus on their limitations, but I like that your destiny will come looking for you. So I believe that's happening even now. I know you spoke to a group of Bible school students last week in Columbus, mm-hmm. Texas. What did you talk with them about?
So it was, it was very cool. Great opportunity. I was honored to be there. Andrew Birchfield, he's a friend of ours, and he teaches a media class at Texas Bible Institute in Columbus, Texas. And the kids are just incredible there. And so it's funny because I went in and I was just laughing at God. I was like, man, you're so funny, God, because I know nothing really about media, even though, you know, we're in here and I have to know a little bit, obviously, to host the Millennial Watch and to be in here. But I'm just not a techie person. And so it was funny because they are way, way, way smarter than me when it comes to media stuff. But we just, you know, they call him Pastor Andrew. He was just asking me different questions about the Millennial Watch and just millennial generation in general and all that God was doing with that. And so it was really incredible getting to talk to them. But above that, I actually got to hear all of their stories because I interviewed them for about 5 minutes each. And so it was a quick little interview that we're going to feature them on the Millennial Watch as the Millennial of the Week. So that's going to be really cool that we're adding that in. So we'll have a Millennial of the Week on. And so hearing their stories and how God brought them to TBI is just so incredible. And it was just an amazing opportunity. They're doing great things there. I believe they're right on track and doing what God has called them to do. And they're really just training up these kids. And it's just, again, it's just so amazing to hear. Mm-hmm. Hear their stories.
Yeah, it's great to have young people to be able to get away from their local environment, their natural environment, and go and be in a spirit-filled atmosphere for several months at a time. I know Andrew Birchfield and company are doing a great job there. You know, we're gonna pray here in a moment, Taylor and. You know, I want us to pray for the millennial generation, that particularly the high school students, junior high and high school students that listen to your program. You know, I've been reading statistics lately that the suicide rate among teenagers in America is escalating in dramatic, alarming proportions. And, you know, it seems like we have access, the youth of our day have access to all of these things, at their disposal. And yet more of them are taking their lives than ever before in the history of our nation. And we want to pray for them. Why are so many young people troubled? Why are they taking their lives? Why is the suicide rate, continuing to spiral upwards? What's going on, Taylor?
Yeah, well, I believe it's because their circumstances. You know, I think just one story that I heard this past week at Texas Bible Institute from one of the students there, she almost took her life. Actually, a couple of them, their stories begin with, oh, I almost took my own life in high school or junior high. And actually, she was actually 10 years old. So you can't even begin to fathom. And it was, you know, very horrible home life, abuse, that sort of thing. But there's a brokenness inside of our youth today. And I believe that out of that brokenness, and it can form from anything, you know, our circumstance, an absent father, an abusive mother, family member, whoever it is. And it doesn't even have to be that bad. It can be something more shallow as bullying today. Like bullying is so, my brothers, they're in high school and they will come home and they'll tell me these stories of how this person's being bullied or that person's being bullied for this or that. And it's so horrible. I'm like, why? And there's so much brokenness in our world because the world expects so much of us. And I think that turning things like social media, like Instagram, you know, all the young girls, I love loving on young girls. And my sister and I have a small group. And so one of the things that they were talking about, and they're all high school aged, was their Instagram is causing them to feel less than. And just seeing all the bloggers and the fashion girls, and, you know, they're always, you only see the pretty side of everybody on Instagram anyways. Mm-hmm. And so you see the very best of them and they're like, oh, they're doing that or this and I'm not. So you begin to feel less than, and you begin to turn to other things. And so I believe that's where the brokenness comes in, is just hurt and just grief. And that, again, that hunger for purpose, that hunger for something to fulfill them. But they turn, instead of turning to Jesus, they'll turn to anything and everything. And there's so much at our fingertips. That's why it's so easy access.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree. And, you know, one of the things I'm concerned about as we are about to pray for these young people. One of the things I'm really concerned about is what I would look at and call the generational gap. You know, the Bible says that Abraham dwelt in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. So, you know, the grandfather and the son the grandson, all three of those generations dwelt together and complemented each other, supplemented each other, and helped each other. And I just see the generation gap growing more and more. You know, I'm so honored to have you as my granddaughter and to know that you're partnering with me here on BPN mm-hmm. Radio. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're helping me understand your generation a little more. And I want to be able to reach out to the Isaac generation, the Jacob generation. And, you know, for the Isaac generation or the Abraham generation, what could you say to the older people on how they could not allow the generation gap to widen, to expand? What is the problem there, and how could we relate together more?
Yeah, I do see that as a really big gap. It's an issue. And I think that, first of all, the millennials, I think our way of thinking is we have it all figured out. We don't want anyone telling us what to do. And that's where we get in big, big, big trouble. And we forget to look to the Abrahams, to look to the Isaacs above us. You know, that's a problem for us on our end. And then I think a way to bridge it would be our millennials, the Jacobs, we need to be very open-minded and very receptive of advice and wisdom. We can learn so much from our older generations and just looking to them. They've gone through more. I always say, you know, like I always listen to my parents' advice because they're very wise. And I listen to my grandparents' advice because they have wisdom. I'm never going to think like, well, when I was younger, I would be like, whatever, you guys don't know what you're talking about. But that was teenage Taylor. But now I'm like, whoa, they have so much. And just, you know, just listening and learning to listen more. And this is coming from a person who loves to talk. So learning to listen to our elders. And I think that is so key. And then for the Abrahams, you know, to have an open mind because, mm-hmm. you know, it's been all these years of this, you know, you're wise and you've done your things, you know, for all these years. But yet you have this young generation and they're different and they're a little bit more radical maybe. And there's so many new things and concepts and ideas and just having that open mind. And one thing I really admire about my papa is he's always open. And I'll come to him and I'll say, oh my gosh, like we're going to do a podcast, or oh my goodness, like I have this idea or this idea, this idea. You know, there's always an idea. And I'm like, oh God, every week I have a new idea. But he's always open to it. He never is like, you can't do that, or that's, I don't know about that, so we're not doing it. He's always open to learning. And that's, you know, that's why BPN is where it's at today, is because you have to be open-minded. So I think it goes both ways, you know, keeping an open mind and wanting to love on our generation. I think our generation needs a lot of love mm-hmm. and patience for sure. And then really our millennials, though, we just need to cut the attitude and cut to stop believing you're all that and you know it all. That's to say it really frank, but just to wake up and search for wisdom and ask for help and ask for advice. I think mm-hmm. it would do a great deal of help for us.
Yeah. Well, drawing, it's so important to draw from the younger generation. I love the millennial generation. I love the younger generation. You know, Leland and I, we hosted a young preachers contest a couple of years ago, and I really enjoyed it, and still have a relationship with some of those young people after these 2 years and seeing them grow, and many of them out doing incredible exploits for God. And I'm so excited I can learn. Yeah. I'll tell you what, let's do, before we run out of time, I want you to spend some time praying for your generation and millennials and the Isaacs and Abrahams, however the Holy Spirit leads you. Mm-hmm. I want us to particularly pray for young people that you said are so broken, the suicide rate going up, many of them, you know, live in a fatherless home and you know, they have lost their self-worth. They are comparing themselves with other people. It's a troublesome time, but I believe Jesus is the answer. And you go ahead and pray, and I'll set myself in agreement with you.
Okay. Father God, we thank you so much, Jesus. I thank you for this opportunity, God, to be where we are right now to be on the air and just be speaking the name of Jesus to all of those who are listening. God, I'm so thankful we have that freedom to just say the name of Jesus, Lord. And God, I lift up our millennial generation to you. I lift up our young people, Jesus, in junior high, high school, college, fresh out of college, early 30s. Jesus, I lift them up to you, God, and I just know that we are hungry for you, even those that don't know what they're hungry for, but they are hungry and desperate for more of you, God. You created us with that desire in our hearts to know you and to want purpose and to pursue something bigger than us, God. And so I pray that a radical movement would just take place in campuses, in junior highs, in high schools, in colleges, and in our job and our work environments, Lord, and in the home and in our churches, Lord. I pray that that gap that's between the Abrahams and the Isaacs and the Jacobs, God, I pray that you would just mend it. I pray that you would just raise up leaders, God. I pray that we need more leaders in our generation. So I just pray, God, that you would just create a fire in us, Lord. Set us ablaze for you. Set us ablaze to do your will, Jesus. And help us to have an open mind. Help us to be loving on people and show mercy and kindness. It says in Micah 6:8 that we are to act justly, to love mercy, to love kindness, and to walk humbly. So I just pray, Lord, that's our prayer, God. I pray you would help us to act justly in everything that we do, everything that we say, Jesus, and to love mercy and to love kindness and show that on people. Our generation just needs love, Jesus. And I pray for the brokenhearted today, God. I pray for there's so much brokenness and there's so much hurt going on in our generation and across campuses and all spectrums, Lord. I just pray, Jesus, right now that you would just come in, Holy Spirit. Be their comfort. Be their guide, Jesus, and just love on them. God, I pray for the schools, for wisdom for the teachers, God. I pray for wisdom for the parents. Jesus, I pray for the friendships, Lord. I pray that you would surround the kids that are hurting and broken today, God. Surround them with the right friends. It's starting at an early age. The other day, one of my Spirit Squad girls, she was sharing how we needed to pray for her friend who is 9 years old and she's being bullied and she has no friends and they all told her they hated her. And that's a 9-year-old little girl, and it starts at such a young age. So Jesus, I pray, God, our world is just so broken, and I just lift up our generation to you, God, and I just pray that you would just, again, raise up the leaders that are called to be present, and that a fire would just spread like a domino effect, God. I pray that those dreams that you place in our hearts, that we wouldn't be afraid to go after them. We would put in the work. It's going to be hard. We're going to be up late. We're going to be tired. We're going to need a lot of coffee. But I know that you have called us to step it up. I pray, God, that you would just step up. Like, we would just step it up.
Yeah.
We need to step it up.
Yeah.
We need to stop seeking other things, other mm-hmm. people. We need to stop looking for approval.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop looking at other people, and we need to focus on you.
Amen.
Keep our focus on you, God. Jesus, bring us back to that place where it's just you and us. It yes. started with just you and me.
Mm-hmm.
It started with just the two of us, and it's going to end that way. But God, I pray that the dash between the time we were born and the time we die, that little dash, that is ours, and it's what we make it. So I pray, God, that we would just be go-getters,
mm-hmm.
Jesus, and we would go after the purpose. We would pursue the purpose wholeheartedly, and we would do it for your glory, to build your kingdom. We all have a part in the kingdom. We all have building blocks that we have to contribute to building your kingdom, God, and that we would take the focus off of us, and we would put it back on you, Jesus. God, mend the brokenhearted today, Jesus. Just, I lift them up to you, God. I pray for healing and for love, God, and it just makes me so hurt. I wish I could take all the pain away in the world, and but we can't. So, God, I pray that you would just put the people in the right. If we step up and do our part, we can help so many people. So I pray, Jesus, that you would just move in the millennial generation today. Move in our hearts. Stir us, Lord. Holy Spirit, pray you'd speak to us, that we would not just look to you, but we would see you, that we would hear your voice, God, that we would tune in to all that you have for us, and we would speak life into our own lives, and we would speak life into other people. Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing, and we give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name.
And Lord, I set myself and agree with my granddaughter, Taylor Gentry. I just set myself in agreement, Lord, for these young people that so desperately need you, that are so lost in their own world through social media, et cetera, et cetera. I pray for them, so many of them broken. And I ask, Lord, that there would be a spiritual awakening in America among the millennials, among this youth generation. I pray, Lord, that you would just come and pour out your spirit, and there would be personal encounters with young people, with millennials, even in the confines of their own room, that you would just come and minister to them, and suddenly they would have personal encounters with you, Holy Spirit. I'm just asking, Lord, I set myself in agreement with Taylor. I'm asking for brighter days to happen. I believe for brighter days in Jesus' name. Here's our friend Leland. He's going to sing about brighter days, one of the theme songs from the movie Fireproof here. And I just declare you're having a brighter day. Brighter days are coming for your life in Jesus' name.
The sunshine and the storm, and my dreams are set in stone, that someday I'll be who I wanna be. Before now, I'll wait for the sun to shine again.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
The Word tells us to enter into thy closet and shut thy door. Now, closet in the original Greek means bedchamber. These are the times when we enter into that intimacy, our recreated spirit with the Holy Spirit of God, and have that relationship. And then life comes forth. And thank God for the chamber experience in the chamber.
Father, I worship you out of my spirit. Blessing and thanking you in our own way. Your heart I covet, Lord, your will and purpose. So into submission I surrender this day. Into the chamber be free, Holy Spirit. Speak through me gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy presence cover. Shekinah unending is all. Bringing forth only the best of the wine. So I press toward the mark for the prize of high calling, to be a part of that beautiful lady and bride. Into the chamber gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy presence cover. Shekinah unending is all.